The second of God prayers, I am Mishnah Gimel, but Heres Dain Baklum. Somebody has a neg on his kin, and he does not have a simen tuma. A simen tuma is a mishka inside the neg, a healthy skin inside the neg, or white hairs inside the neg, or the spreading of the neg is a simen tuma, causing it to become a muslim. Now, the spreading of the neg is only a simen tuma if it's spread by the end of the first week, but if he's bringing the neg to the kohen for the first time and it has spread by the time he brought it to the kohen for the first time, that would not be a simen tuma. B'tchila, b'sov shavua rishon, yaski. If he is showing the neg to the kohen for the first time, and the neg does not have any simani tuma, it would be locked up for a week to see if a simen tuma develops. And so too, if it's already been locked up for a week to see if a simen tuma develops, and by the end of the week, no simen tuma had developed, he would be locked up for another week to see if a simen tuma develops by the end of the second week. B'sov shavua sheni, l'achar p'tur, yiftur. If it's already been locked up for 2 weeks, and no simen tuma had developed by the end of the second week, he would be dismissed. He would no longer become a muskor. He would not become at all. And so too, if it's already been dismissed, the 2 weeks had already been up, and no simen tuma had developed, McCoy had already dismissed him. But the neger remains on his skin, but no simen tuma developed after the already been dismissed by the coin. So he continues to be taught. Odehu maskiro upaiter. V'nol du lo simani tuma. Yachlit. If while the coin is about to lock him up, the coin sees that he's a nega on his skin, but no simen tuma is in the nega. So the coin is about to lock him up to see if a simen tuma develops. And before the coin has a chance to lock him up, a simen tuma developed, the coin would immediately be machlit him, would say that he is tummy mucha, decisively tummy. Or if the coin is about to dismiss the person has already been locked up for 2 weeks, and no simen tuma has developed, and the coin is about to dismiss him, and all of a sudden, before the coin has a chance to dismiss him, a simen tuma develops, the coin would then be machlit him, would say that he is tummy mucha. Baharas ubasi money tuma. Yachlit. A baharas that has simani tuma. Put that the neg on his skin, he shows it to the coin, and the coin sees that there's simani tuma in his neg, the mich in the neg, or the white hairs in the neg. The coin would be mach with him. The coin would say that it's tummy mukhla, decisively tummy. Odehu machlito, v'hochu lahen simani tuma. If the coin is about to be mach with him, and the coin sees the neg, and he sees that there are simani tuma, and before the coin has a chance to say that it's tummy mukhla, the simani tuma disappeared. B'tchila, b'sov shavua rishon yaskin. If he's showing the negative to the coin for the first time, or if the first week was up, the coin had locked him up for a week to see if the simen tuma develops. The coin saw that a simen tuma developed before the coin had a chance to be machlit him. The simani tuma disappeared, so he would be locked up for another week to see if other simani tuma developed. The so shavua sheni lachab tor yiftur. If 2 weeks had been up, the raven locked up for 2 weeks, and after the second week, the coin saw that the neged did have simani tuma, the coin is about to be machlit him. And all of a sudden, the simani tuma disappeared. So the coin would dismiss him entirely. He's no longer tame at all, and since the rabbi been locked up for 2 weeks, and now there are no simani tuma in the nega, he would be dismissed. He's not even tame muskler, he's not tame at all. And so too, if after the coin had already dismissed him, and the coin had locked him up for 2 weeks, and saw that no simani tuma developed, and he had been dismissed, he was no longer tame at all. And then after he was dismissed, simani tuma developed on his neg, and the coin saw that simani tuma developed, and it was about to be machlit him, when all of a sudden simani tuma disappeared. Such a case also, when the coin sees that the simani tuma disappears, the coin would dismiss him entirely. He would not be tame at all, he would not be locked up anymore at all, and he has already served his time, he's already been locked up for 2 weeks. Since the simani tuma disappeared, he is now tar, he would not be locked up again. And the forces speak out that if a person is showing a neg to the coin for the first time, and there are simani tuma in the nega, and the coin says that he's tamei mukhla, and after he becomes tamei mukhla, the simani tuma disappeared. For example, he had white hairs in the nega, which is a simani tuma, and after the coin said he's tamei mukhla, the white hairs disappeared, but the nega remained. The person would now be completely tar, he would not be locked up at all. As even though the nega has remained, once a person becomes tamei mukhla and the simani tuma disappears, he is now completely tar. He would not be locked up at all. He wouldn't even be tamei mukhla. The second of God prayers, I am Mishnah Dada, Toile Shimani Tuma, Vehichves HaMichyim, Oiver Belosasa. Somebody who has a nega, and the nega has Shimani Tuma, for example, the nega has white hairs in the nega, or it has a Michyah, healthy skin inside the nega, and the person pulls out Shimani Tuma. In the case that he had white hairs in the nega, he pulled out the white hair. Well, in the case he had a mechia in the naga, he got rid of the mechia by burning the skin of the mechia. This person is over on a low sasa. The pasuk says he shomer b'negas ras. The person should guard the negas ras. He shouldn't get rid of the negas ras. And any time the Torah says he shomer, or the Torah says the word pen, or the Torah says the word al, that is a low sasa. So therefore, this person who got rid of the tumani tuma is over on the low sasa of he shomer b'negas ras. Ulitara. Now, a person who got rid of the tumani tuma, what would be his din as far as tar is concerned? Does a nega become tar when the person himself gets rid of his money too much? The Mishnah tells him, "Achelo ba eso a coin, tar lacha echleito tame." If the person got rid of his money too much before he showed the nega to the coin, before the coin said that it's tame mukhla, in such a case he is tar. And since he got rid of his money too much before the coin saw it, by the time the coin saw it, there were no money too much, he would not be tame mukhla. Instead, he would only be tamei muskar. But if the coin had already been maklet him, the coin already said his tamei muskar because he had the money tuma in the nega, and only after that he got rid of the money tuma, he would remain tamei muskar, as the chachamim penalized him since he was over on a low sasa and he got rid of the money tuma himself. The chachamim said that he would remain tamei muskar even though the money tuma are no longer there. I'm Rabbi Akiva. Sha'ati is Rabbi Gamliel. That's Rabbi Yeshua. Hochen legadba. Rabbi Akiva said, I asked this question from Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua when they were going to a place called Gadba. B'toch hesgeru mahu. What would be the din if while a person is locked up, a person has a nega without simani tuma, the court locked him up to see if simani tuma developed, and while he's locked up, simani tuma did develop, and the person went ahead on his own and got rid of the simani tuma, what would be his din? Amru li lo shaman. They responded to Rabbi Akiva, we did not hear the halacha in that case. Avo shamanu, but we did hear the halacha for the following cases. Ad shalo ba eto akoin tar. La'acha echleto tame. If a person got rid of simani tuma before he showed the nega to the coin, before the coin said that it's tame mukhla, in such a case, he would be tar. He would not be tame mukhla. But if he only got rid of the simani tuma after he already showed the nega to the coin said that it's tame mukhla, in such a case, he would remain tamei mukhlad, even though the simani tuma are no longer there. But as far as the case Rabbi Akiva was asking, which is that the coin saw the nega, and saw that there were no simani tuma, and locked him up to see if simani tuma developed, and simani tuma did develop, and the person went ahead and got rid of the simani tuma, that case, they don't know what the halacha is. Hischalti mevi lehem rayos. Rabbi Akiva said, I started bringing proof to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua that in my case also, the person should be tar, just as in the case where the person got rid of the simani tuma before he showed the nega to the coin. Now the mission here does not mention what the raya of Rabbi Akiva is, but the mafreshim speak out that in this sefer it brings down what the raya of Rabbi Akiva is. Rabbi Akiva said, what's the reason that a person who has not yet showed a nega to the coin and got rid of the simani tuma before the coin saw the nega, that the person is tar, he would not be tamei mukhla? The reason is because since the coin was not yet machlet him, the Chachamim did not penalize him to say that he would be Tamei, even though he got rid of Simani Tuma himself. So therefore, since that's the reason, so even in a case where the coin has already locked him up, and Simani Tuma developed, the person got rid of the Simani Tuma while he's locked up, in that case also, he should not be Tamei Mukhlad. The Chachamim would not penalize him in that case either, since the coin had not yet been Mukhlad him. The coin did not yet say that he is Tamei Mukhlad. So therefore, there should be no difference between a case where a person got rid of the Simani Tuma before the coin saw the neg at all, and in a case where the person got rid of the Simani Tuma while he is locked up. In either case, since the coin did not yet machlet him, the Chachamim would not penalize him. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva said, Echad oime b'fnei ha-koin ve'echad b'toich hesgero tor. Whether a person got rid of the Simani Tuma while he's standing before the coin, meaning to say that a person has a neg of Simani Tuma, and he went to show the neg to the coin, and while he's standing there in front of the coin, before the coin has a chance to be machad, and the person got rid of the simani tuma, or whether the coin had seen the nega initially and saw there were no simani tuma and locked him up, and simani tuma developed while he was locked up, and he got rid of the simani tuma before the coin was machad him. In both cases, the person would be tar. The Chacham would not penalize him in this case, since he got rid of the simani tuma before the coin had a chance to be machad him. Achi it's me'enu ha'koin. Unless he got rid of the simani tuma after the coin had already been metame him. In such a case, if the coin had already said that it's tamei mukhlat, And only after that he got rid of the tzitzit money, tuma. In such a case, the chacham would penalize him and would say that he remains tamei mukhla. When would such a person become tar? The Mishnah is asking, in such a case that the coin was machad him, the coin said that his tamei mukhla. And after the coin was machad him, he got rid of the simani tuma, he pulled out the white hairs, but burnt the skin of the michya. And the din is, the chacham penalized him and say that he remains tamei mukhla, even though the simani tuma is gone. And the Mishnah asks, how would such a person ever become tar? As normally, a person who has a neg of the simani tuma, he becomes tar when the simani tuma disappear on their own. But this person, simani tuma will never disappear because they're already gone. And even so, it's still tummy. So how would such a person become tar? Rabbi Eliezer Armir, lichashi valid lo nega acher v'yitar mimen. Rabbi Eliezer says, such a person would become tar when another nega develops on the person's skin. And that nega becomes tar. So in such a case, the first nega in which he pulled out the simani tuma would also become tar along with the second nega. The reason for Rabbi Eliezer is that since a second nega developed, and we see that min ha-shamayim, they had rachmanis on him to allow the second nega to become tar, so we assume that even had he not pulled out the simani tuma from the first nega, that the shamayim would have had rachamim on him as far as the first nega also, and would have been mitar him. So therefore, at the time the second nega becomes tar, the Chachamim will allow him to become tar from the first nega as well, according to Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim Maimrim, Achet Tifrach Bakulo, O Achet Tismai Baraso Mikakrit. The Chachamim say, when would a person become tar in such a case that he pulled out the Simani Tumor from the nega after the Kohen was mocked him, when the nega spread over his entire body? That's a Simen Tara. And even had he not pulled out the Simani Tumor, when the nega spread over his entire body, that would cause him to be tar. Or in such a case, that the nega diminishes itself to less than a gris. In such a case also he would become tar, as even had he not pulled out the simani tuma, when the nega becomes less than a gris, he would be tar, as only a nega the size of a gris could be mitami a person. Now the first to speak out, that which the Chachamim said, that when a nega spread over his entire body, he would become tar, even in such a case, that he pulled out the simani tuma after the kohen was machad him. That's talking about where he pulled out white hairs from the nega. Or in such a case that the nega spread, which is a simen tuma, and he chopped off the part of the nega that spread. So when the nega spread over his entire body, he becomes tar, as even had he not chopped off the part of the nega that spread, or even had he not pulled out the white hairs, when the nega spread over his entire body, he would become tar. But in the case where he has a michya inside the nega, the simen tuma that he has is a michya, healthy skin inside the nega, even when the nega spread over his entire body, he would not become tar. As had he not burnt the michya, the nega spreading over his entire body would not cause him to be tar as long as the michya remains inside the nega. As the michya is healthy skin inside the nega, and that which the nega is a simen tar when it spreads over the entire body, that's if it spreads over the entire body without exception. But if there's a michya inside the nega, so there's no nega, and the place where the michya is, so the spreading of the nega over the entire body would not be a simen tara unless it spread to where the michya was originally as well. So therefore, a person who burns the michya inside the nega, when the nega spreads over the entire body, that would not be a simen tara, because maybe had he not burnt the michya inside the nega would not have spread to the place where the michya was. So therefore, a person like that can only become tara if the nega diminishes itself to less than a gram.